I'm here in the Allstate Showcase studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue, and joining me here in studio is Chuck Holland. He's the president and CEO of St. Bernard Hospital in Englewood. Along with him is State Representative Juliana Stratton, Democrat from Chicago. I'll also point out that she is the Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor on the J.B. Pritzker ticket. Both of you, thank you for coming in this morning, and I know it's early, but I appreciate it. But I think this is a subject that deserves some attention. This is the issue of these safety net hospitals that serve vital areas, and the fact that for years we've had what's known as the hospital assessment program, and this is a way to generate funds from the federal government for Medicaid funds that are part of the vital funding of these vital hospitals. And right now, it's hung up in negotiations, and time's kind of running out. The clock is running out, and that always seems to be the case here when it comes to fiscal matters in Illinois. But first, Chuck, if you could explain, what is a safety net hospital?
Sure, Vic. Thanks for having me this morning. A safety net hospital is a hospital that serves 50% or greater Medicaid patients on an inpatient basis. So, for instance, St. Bernard Hospital, which I'm the CEO of, serves 80% of its patients on Medicaid. That's a huge percentage. And Medicaid, you know, pays about 50 to 70% of the cost of care. So we're actually spending money on care that we're not being recouped for through the Medicaid program. So a safety net hospital serves the most vulnerable in our populations and serves communities where those patients really need critical access to care.
Has Obamacare helped as far as that population, that population in need that would traditionally, you know, be covered by Medicaid, and the expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare?
Sure. Obamacare did help by expanding Medicaid in Illinois and also providing insurance for those that were above the limits for Medicaid but couldn't afford the cost of insurance before. So it has helped. Provides insurance for people who didn't have it before, and as I said, expanded Medicaid to certain others in the population.
Juliana, the hospital assessment program, I mean, I know what it is, but I don't think most people understand really how this hospital assessment program works. Mm-hmm. Could you explain what that is?
Sure. Well, first of all, good morning, thank you for this opportunity to be here. This is an important issue, and when we talk about the hospital assessment program, we're really looking at an assessment on hospitals that then can be matched by the federal government, which then brings in funds to provide medical care and services to Illinoisans. So it's really important to make sure that in terms of expanding this care and making sure that people have access to quality health care, that and in particular for these safety net hospitals that we're talking about this morning, that we continue to keep these funds coming in. Now, under the Illinois Hospital Assessment Program that we have right now, it sunsets on July 1st, 2018. So we really have to make sure that we get this new funding formula passed so that we can get make sure that there's no interruption of services to either the safety net hospitals or any of the hospitals that are benefiting from this care.
Now, of course, July 1st, start of the state budget year, and, you know, we're 6 months away, roughly, and people might say, well, why is there a time crunch?
Well, my understanding is, and is that typically there have been this is something that the federal government has to approve, and my understanding is it's typically been up to 1 to 2 years for the federal government to do that. Well, now here we are about 6 months out from when this assessment will sunset, and so we have we're heading back to session in the General Assembly later this month, and you know, during that time, we have to get this passed. The second thing is that the working group on this assessment has been meeting for several months, and there has not been consensus at this point, meeting both with the Illinois Hospital Association as well as the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services. There's not been an agreement yet about what this will look like. So we're sort of under the crunch of getting this agreement so that then we can get something passed in the General Assembly.
Well, Chuck, I mean, what's at stake here as far as the what we're talking about, dollars, and not just dollars, but we're talking jobs, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me give you a very concrete example. My hospital, the assessment brings in $28 million a year to my hospital, and that helps cover the cost of care that's not covered by reimbursement through Medicaid, through rate reimbursement when we send a bill to the Medicaid office or to MCOs and we get paid. It helps cover that gap between the payment, the lack of payment from traditional Medicaid payments and the cost of care. So it's essential to my hospital. It's about 30% of my hospital budget, and it's essential to other safety nets. The whole purpose of the assessment program was to distribute money to safety nets to help recoup the cost of care that they...
Because they know, I mean, with the knowledge that there is going to be this uncompensated care.
Correct. That the care is uncompensated and needs to be made up. Without this assessment, if this assessment is not passed, hospitals will lay off employees. Safety net hospitals could be forced to close. And these are hospitals that are often the largest employers in their neighborhoods. In my neighborhood, for instance, in Englewood, my hospital employs 850 people. 30% of those people live within our primary service area. If we lose this money, if this assessment is not passed, if there isn't fair distribution of the assessment dollars to safety net hospitals, we certainly will have to lay off people, and we'll have to, we're in danger of closing, as are other safety net hospitals.
And I think if I could just add to that, it's absolutely important to recognize the jobs that are in these communities. And sometimes, you know, most of the people who are working at many of these safety net hospitals are people from that very community. Many of these communities are, primarily low-income communities, primarily communities of color. So when we talk about safety net hospitals or even the critical access facilities in rural areas, this is the largest employer, as Chuck has already mentioned. My very first job actually was at St. Bernard Hospital. And I my dad has been on staff at safety net hospitals, and so I've lived my whole life recognizing the importance of these institutions in communities that, but for these safety net hospitals, they would not have access to quality care. But I think when we think about all of the challenges that we have in the state, so many of them can be tied to the fact that people do not have access to quality care. And so it's important to think about what happens when what happens when we don't have people have access to a hospital, when they can get the kind of preventive care that they need, when people, we have lower production rates because people can't go to work because of healthcare issues, when children can't go to school and learn. All of the things that we say we value in Illinois can often be at stake when we don't have healthy communities and healthy individuals, and access to healthcare helps with that. And so we have to make sure that we continue this care for these safety net hospitals.
Plus, with concern about these neighborhoods and issues of kind of touchstone institutions like schools and those kinds of things, where food deserts, the whole issue of the economics and economic concerns that may lead to crime.
Well, food deserts, but we also are at risk of hospital deserts. You know, for many people, this is the one institution, and these are anchor institutions. And so just like we talk about a school and the need for healthy communities to have a school that's present and good quality education, that same need exists for quality health care. We need these anchor institutions providing quality health care in the communities where people can not only get services, but people can also work and therefore contribute to the economy of the community.
Well, and goes to the larger question of health care is a right.
Absolutely.
It's not an affordability issue.
That's right.
And that, I think most people agree with that. But it's trying to make these complicated things like a hospital assessment program work in order to leverage the money to keep the institutions alive and functioning. We're speaking with Chuck Holland, President and CEO of St. Bernard Hospital in Englewood, and State Representative Juliana Stratton of Chicago. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, joined here in the Allstate Showcase studio by Chuck Holland, President and CEO of St. Bernard Hospital in Englewood, and State Representative Julia Stratton, a Democrat from Chicago. We're talking about the issue of the state's hospital assessment program, and this is a program that is used to leverage federal Medicaid dollars that can in turn be used to help what's known as safety net hospitals being ones who get at least 50% of their revenue from Medicaid, from the Medicaid program. So this assessment program, $4 billion is generated by it. And from the Association of Safety Net Community Hospitals, they say if we don't reenact this, that creates a $750 million issue in the state budget. What really is going on in these negotiations, and you know, what is the give and take going on here?
Mm-hmm. So we've been meeting. There's a working group in addition to the Illinois Hospital Association and the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services. We have legislators from both chambers and from both sides of the aisle, and I should say that the legislators that are part of this working group are very motivated and interested in making sure that we see safety net hospitals continue to be able to be sustained and to have the kind of funding to continue to provide the critical services that they provide to these communities. And so, there hasn't been, I think we've been having conversation. We're not quite at the place where there's agreement, but I think one of the things that we're really looking at, and I think it's been a sticking point in particular for the Rauner administration, and that is ways to maximize the federal dollars that are available, and in particular looking at this upper payment limit, and there's a lot of more complex details to this whole process, but I'll just say that to make it simple, that there are additional funds that we could perhaps leverage from the federal government. And for some reason, there's been some reluctance on the part of the administration to really help us to do that. So these conversations continue. We recognize that there is a deadline. We recognize that this is something that we have to get done. And I think that when we look at that sunset provision coming up within 6 months, less than 6 months now, that we want to make sure that there's a bridge, that there's no interruption of services. We want to make sure that that funding can continue past that point and actually get the funding that we need from and maximize the federal dollars. I mean, if there's more funding, and I don't know if you have some additional thoughts on that, Chuck, but if there's additional funding that we can get and it benefits the state of Illinois and we can get it from the federal government, then we should do everything that we can to try to access those funds. And so that's one of the things that we continue to talk about.
Yeah, and that's a real critical issue here, because there have been some proposed numbers that have come out through the Illinois Hospital Association for what hospitals will get through this assessment program, through a new assessment program. And many safety nets, in particular in Chicago, have been reduced the amount of assessment money they would get through this program, which is not sustainable. It's not sustainable for my hospital. We can't afford to lose $1. In fact, we need many millions of dollars more. So without this assessment money, without increased money going to safety nets, it's going to put the safety nets in a real bind starting in after July 2018. And as Representative Stratton said, there's some disagreement about what the upper payment limit should be. Some experts on the Medicaid side of things have said that there's upwards of $300 million more that can be matched through this program that would allow additional monies to go to safety net hospitals, which is absolutely critical for their sustainability and to provide care to the most vulnerable in our populations and our communities.
Now, you know, obviously this is of vital concern in the Chicago area.
Yes.
But it's not just Chicago.
Correct. It's throughout the state.
I mean, and there are some, as much as these hospitals serve to anchor neighborhoods in Chicago, in rural Illinois,
yes,
these hospitals, again, they're the anchor in those areas. Areas as well.
We call those rural critical access hospitals, and the same idea applies, that we need this assessment and we need to make sure that we get this funding flowing so that those institutions, which are often the only hospital or healthcare facility for miles and miles, the only one in the region or the area, also has and provides such critical services, these are the hospitals that we're also looking at as well.
Is perhaps part of the problem in this, the one factor is state reimbursement to hospitals and the level of reimbursement that
Correct.
The state provides. Is that one of the kind of
sure.
underlying issues
well,
here?
Well, sure. As I mentioned, reimbursement really covers 50 to 70% of the actual cost of care for hospitals. And, for instance, in St. Bernard, with 80% of your patients using Medicaid as their source of payment, 20% having Medicare, there's a huge gap in the amount of revenue that comes in to cover the expense of providing that care. And that's what the assessment does. The assessment dollars help bridge that gap for safety net hospitals.
And the other hospitals?
Yeah, other hospitals can have commercial payers, commercial insurance, many more patients who have commercial insurance than, say, do safety net hospitals. At St. Bernard, we have virtually no commercial insurance payers, which means that we can't cover the cost of care through the monies that we get from private insurers who pay more than Medicaid and pay at least the cost of care and more. But we don't have that ability to do that, and many safety nets do not have that ability to do that. Even with the assessment, many safety nets are still running a deficit, so it's critically important that those dollars get distributed to safety nets in a fair and equitable manner so that they can continue to provide care to their communities.
Representative Stratton, you touched on this. Is there a feeling now of trying to do kind of a stopgap bridge program and try to, I mean, basically where we are now to try to tie things over until perhaps a more comprehensive program can be negotiated?
Well, I can say that the talks are continuing. You know, these conversations continue every week. The conversation continues about what we can do to actually get this program going, update it. But as I mentioned, there is a review process and approval process from the federal government, and we are certainly, you know, the time is ticking, and so we're less than 6 months away.
They're not known to move very quickly.
Well, there could be challenges with meeting the appropriate deadlines, and I guess what I'm saying is we want to make sure that this funding continues one way or the other. We certainly hope that we can get this approval and get everything going so that it is fully set come July 1st, 2018. But at the very least, I think it's really important that we do not allow these funds to expire and we don't have funding that can continue at some, you know, at some level even after July 1st, 2018. So we're looking at all options. Certainly we want the more that hospitals can have long-term sustainability and stability so that they can plan and make decisions about what they want to do as institutions, that's of course much better. But we certainly don't want to, you know, whatever kind of bridge is necessary, if need be, we will explore that as well.
But certainly, given the state's financial hole, there isn't state resources.
That's right. If we can't get this funding and this process going forward, then we will be looking at a hole to the tune of about $750 million for the state of Illinois. And goodness knows we don't have those additional funds. But more importantly, this also means that it will cut off critical access to care for many people, such as developmental disabilities and other types of services that are provided by the state and covered by these funds. So this is something that will have implications for the state of Illinois, put a hole in our budget where we do not have $750 million to plug that hole from other sources. So it's really important for the safety net hospitals. It's also important for the state of Illinois in general as it continues to provide quality care.
Well, and certainly we've seen the fraying of the state's social service safety net due to the budget impasse of over 2 years. Yeah. Now you throw an issue like this into true safety net not that the others are less, but I mean, as a, you know, medical established institutions, this would seem to be something that should be an extremely high priority for everybody in Springfield.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Let me add, Rick, that bridge between the old program and the new program, that funding is absolutely essential for hospitals. We can't stop the funding and wait 6 months until a new program is put in place. So that funding is absolutely essential for our hospitals. So
To pick up on what you just said, when we look at the budget crisis that happened over the last 2.5 years, when we saw safety net systems not have the funding, then there are many institutions that close down. They had to lay off so many staff, and they don't just pick up and keep going because a budget was passed this year. There was a long-term damage that was done, and that's what we want to avoid with our safety net hospitals, having some sort of period of time where they're not getting funding, where it's very hard to recover, and we certainly don't want any of these institutions to close their doors. They're just too vital to these communities.
That's Democratic State Representative Juliana Stratton from Chicago. Also here, Chuck Holland, President and CEO of St. Bernard Hospital in Englewood. Thank you both for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you so much for allowing us to talk about this.
You're listening to The Sunday Spin on WGN.